Hello, my name is Dan van Hees, and I'm curator of the Department of Prints and Drawings at the Royal Library of Belgium in Brussels.
And you've organized this show of J. Monceau.
Exactly, I'm the curator. Together with my colleagues, we mounted an exhibition on Ansor's relationship to Brussels.
Now, everybody knows about Ansor and the coast, about Ansor and Ostende. They don't often talk about him as being influenced by Brussels. Does that mean he spent time in Brussels and he painted in Brussels?
Well, our argument is that Ansor was actually made an artist in Brussels. He is inextricably linked to Ostend, that's for sure, but it was in Brussels where he developed as an artist, as a human being. He went to study there when he was still 17 years old. He attended the Royal Academy of Fine Arts, which is on the Rue Midi, from 1877 to 1880. He attended classes there. He had to copy after plaster casts. He had to paint after male models. It wasn't all too expiring. It was a very traditional academic program he had to follow. But afterwards, when he became independent, he went every year to Brussels to exhibit his work. His mask paintings were shown in Brussels for the very first time.
This is a collaboration with the Museum of Fine Arts. It's a large exhibition because you've taken works from both places.
Exactly. So we have one of the largest Ansor collections in the world. We can't show everything. So in total, we have more than 200 works by Ansor. So by which I mean the Royal Museums and the Royal Library combined. But we've selected about 80, the most important 80 works of art from both collections.
And this is in the Palace of Charles de Lorraine.
Exactly. So the Palace of Charles de Lorraine forms part of the exhibition circuit of KBR, so the Royal Library of Belgium. And this was actually the place where the Museum of Modern Art was housed in Ansor's time. So we will be bringing many of those paintings back to this historical setting, which has been so important to Ansor's development as an artist.
So when he was in Brussels, he was definitely at the palace.
Absolutely, went there every year. And on the first floor of the Palace of Charles de Lorraine was not only the Museum of Modern Art, but also the print room. And he was fascinated by Rembrandt, for example. And he went to the print room to study his etchings, his prints over there. And we were also the first public museum to buy his works. In 1892, we bought 25 of his etchings for the print room, which was then housed in the Palace of Charles of Lorraine.
Did he paint until the end of his life?
Well, he did paint until the end of his life, but we do see this production. He was way less productive after 1900. He pursued other interests. He got more interested into music, in writing. So, well, his most important painted oeuvre was made in the late 19th century, between 1880 and 1900.
Right, so if there were any connection between him and Surrealism, it would be that he inspired the Surrealists because they are after him.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And so because when I first heard of this idea of combining him with Surrealism, it surprised me, but then I thought, well, the masks, like that famous painting of the woman standing at the door with the mask, that's very surreal.
Yeah, it is. And Ansor did market himself as like the big pioneer of Surrealism. He wrote about that. He was like prefiguring the European avant-garde, that he was already doing that crazy stuff in the 1880s, half a century before.
Which is when there were other people in Belgium were doing symbolism.
Exactly, yeah.
Not what he is at all.
No, no.
Okay, so the show is from the 22nd of February to the 2nd of June, and it's here at the KBR, even though a lot of the paintings come from the Museum of Fine Arts. But the show is here at KBR.
Right, exactly.
Thank you very much.